If you're a stay-at-home mom with a creative itch and you want to add some experience under your hat, or maybe contribute income-wise, or both, you are definitely going to want to hang out here today because I'm sharing six stay-at-home mom business ideas you can literally do in your PJs, friend, in your comfies at home. And I wanted to talk about this today because you may not realize that you can actually provide these business ideas online, and they are a really great way to put your past experiences to work and to even be able to have an opportunity to learn new skills and be part of some really amazing teams where you're actually allowed to grow and learn business processes or back-end office stuff and organization skills. And what's better than working at home, doing a job you love? And your skills are actually appreciated with flexible hours versus doing a job just to add income. So grab your coffee and comfies, friend, and let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it, so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. So, have you ever had a job where you had to leave home for and have a set schedule that you had to follow and just were not appreciated for all the hard work and time that you've put into this job? And it seemed like the harder that you worked, the less appreciated that you were, or maybe the disrespect just got very intolerable. I can remember being called in on my days off with the expectation that since I was called, I had to go into work. And the word no, when I said it, was not tolerated. And FYI, if you are working a regular job and you're listening to this, learn to say no if you haven't yet. Detach from the guilt trips. I promise the more that you say no, the easier it gets, and that will save you a lot of grief. So I feel like I missed out on a lot of family stuff because I worked such odd days and hours, and there was no flexibility in the scheduling. And I also felt like I was made to choose between my job or my family. Has a job ever made you feel that way, where you had to choose? Anyways, I chose my family. You know, I just wanted to be home with my kids and be a mom, have a chance to be a full-time mom, not a part-time mom. And I got so tired of being on call without actually being on call, if you know what I mean. And having a schedule where I had to work around it. And I felt like I lived at my job and my home life was this temporary stay where I went to visit. I missed my family. And I felt like I missed out on a lot of my kids' milestones. And when you miss those things, you don't get a do-over. So for me, it was a very easy choice to make between job or family. Now, you might be someone who has a job that doesn't have that choice, but you want to work from home. You just don't know where to find these online jobs, or you just haven't found the right one. And as tough as it is, being at one point I didn't have a choice, and I actually had to make the job thing work. And so I would reevaluate your situation if you're in that position. So if you work full time, can you go down to part time? Will the income situation allow it? Can you find something else that's not so demanding? Can you go down to part time? Maybe less pay if you switch jobs while you're looking for online work. Can you work a different shift temporarily? Really sit down and see where you can make some of those changes, if any. And there is such a pouring of creativity into me that if I did not start being creative in some way, I was going to burst. So I decided to be teachable and learn new skills and be trainable and just have an open mind to see where the creativity leads me. And maybe these could be a way for you to find your creativity outlet too. So whether your background consists of healthcare, production, or anything other than digital experience, these business ideas are really for anyone who wants to make an extra income or an actual online business. The experience that you learn from these positions can even be added to your resume. And the learning opportunities for these positions are completely invaluable. So the positions that I'm sharing with you are purposely chosen to be geared specifically toward using anything other than social media because, we're already spending too much time on social media and we need to break up with it. But depending on who you are working with, though, it might consist of a position that requires some social media tasks like promotion and stuff. So just be aware of that. So number one is blogger or affiliate. You can use both. I know blogger might be not such an attractive word, but blogging still works for a wide variety of niches. And it's not just blogging, but creating valuable content off of social media. So if you're trying to find a way to grow an online business or audience, blogging is that way. A lot of lifestyle, travel, and fashion bloggers utilize affiliate commissions to make income by monetizing their content that way. And if you're promoting a product or course, or even using ads, why not become an affiliate for what you're promoting? And Amazon is one of those, it's one of the most popular affiliates that people usually choose because everybody uses Amazon. Just a side note though, that blogging isn't this make money quick kind of side business. This is a strategy that takes time to build off of, like with copywriting or offering services or digital products. You have to gain your audience's trust and you have to grow your audience. And it's a long-term strategy that you really have to be patient with. Number two is to become a mentor. So what kind of experience do you have that you could turn into from a digital learning aspect? And you'd be very surprised at the ways that you could learn, utilize your experience to make it work for you at home. Even offer services that you went to get like a degree or certification for. So some of those ideas are home organization, business organization, business accounting manager, stress management, nutrition specialist, marriage mentor, Christian mentor or counselor, wellness mentor, weight loss mentor, life coach, or budget mentor. More people are turning towards entrepreneurs for mentorship because it's more intimate, and rather than going to a local office, it doesn't provide the same personalized support and successful outcome. And entrepreneurs usually almost always care about serving first and not just selling their service. So number three is graphic or web designer, or even both if you want to. I personally know that this task, since I'm right there right now, can become very tedious and redundant. And business owners have enough back-end processes and tasks on their plate. And I would say confidently that this is one of the first tasks that is most likely handed off to someone else the minute that they any business person can do. And it's not that hard to do. It's just very time consuming having to design and write out business organization stuff and market your business and help clients and have meetings and all this other stuff that you have to do with running a business. But this skill is easy enough to learn and find. And I do recommend taking an inexpensive class like on Udemy or on a different learning platform to kind of get an idea of basic knowledge of like color strategy and design format down before you just decide to jump into it, unless you already have been doing it for a while and you kind of understand like white space and the different colors and the strategies in that way. So how to find this work is to advertise in Facebook groups that you are a social media or web designer looking for clients. And I can tell you these are really super easy to find, to even get clients for too. And maybe you even follow someone specifically that you can reach out to and ask. And I always say that if you never ask, the answer will always be no. So it's okay to inquire, even if you aren't sure if the person already has some help or not. Number four is operations manager or business assistant. And there are some online business owners who want to completely offload their day-to-day operations to someone fit for that position. Some of the tasks may look like planning meetings, business organization, organizing team meetings, assist in managing the team, and delegating tasks to other team members and oversee their work. Various back-end business tasks. And seeking an operations manager position takes putting yourself out there and inquiring about positions available. So most of the time, business owners might require some background of knowledge in the tasks, but really the only thing that is required of you is that you're trainable and that you're willing to try. And number five is leadership. So this position usually means that you're leading a business team and keeping the team organized. And it also means that you could lead the team with prayer and biblical encouragement. So to be accepted in a leadership prayer role, it would be beneficial to know if this is actually a spiritual gift that you have. And number six is content or marketing manager. This role is responsible for how content is created and distributed to platforms for marketing. And content marketing it's a process. You are not only responsible for marketing the content, but usually also creating, scheduling, and assigning the process to other team members. So it's good to have at least a basic idea of the following things to be considered for that position. And it's SEO and keyword research, organization and communication, content marketing, and writing content, basic skills for creating graphics, and basic knowledge of a task management system, and basic knowledge of Google Docs and Sheets. And I got a bonus. So the bonus is internship, which it really doesn't come with pay. So maybe you just want to be accepted into a team as a way to kind of grow knowledge and skills. It's not really based on having any kind of income. And this position only really requires that you're open to learning and serving your time. And this is a great way to exchange your time to gain access to someone's services or offers. And you could also have the opportunity to grow into the business by serving an internship role. More business owners are implementing this process to give people the opportunity to learn a new set of skills and the back end of the process that they do in their business, and access to coaching and courses in exchange for their time and being part of an intern team. And basic knowledge is usually all that is required for the position. The role of internship usually comes with a very supportive training process. A lot of these business ideas are very flexible with scheduling. You don't even have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about stealing family time to commit to long work hours, or being part of an online business doesn't usually require you to even leave home. Instead, of reworking your home schedule for a job, you have the ability to have a flexible work schedule for your family. So there you have it. Let's recap those six business ideas. So number one is to become a blogger or affiliate or both. Number two is to become a mentor, depending on previous experience. Number three, learn web or graphic designer or both. Number four is operations manager or business assistant. Number five, leadership. And number six is content marketing manager. And as a bonus, if you just want to learn something new as a hobby, is an internship. So, all right, friend. Well, I will meet you back here on Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And I hope you have an awesome weekend. Bye, friend. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.